Johnson. And what I first of all would like to do is I'd like to welcome all of you that are here for the very first time listening in on a Monday night call with us. We have many people, obviously, that you heard from the introductions from all over the world listening in. There's a whole bunch of you listening to us tomorrow from Australia, as well as many of you that will be listening to us tomorrow online on our website. We have the calls that we do are recorded. This call is being recorded right now. You'll be able to listen to this within the next 24 hours at www.dannyjohnson.com. I also want to extend a thank you to all of the leaders that have been promoting these calls and making them very successful. We have various different groups that have plugged in their own conference bridges onto the line tonight. And if you were brought here on this call by somebody that is in leadership of an organization, your manager, your supervisor, your upline, whatever, you really want to pay very close attention to the person that invited you on the call, because they obviously have got their ego in the right place. Not too many people can promote somebody else. That's just the way it is. A lot of people want to be everybody's everything, and the person that invited you on this cared enough about your future as well as your success, your efficiency, to be able to turn you on to a call that is free, just the toll call to get into the conference call, as well as turn you on to a free website that you literally have a tremendous amount of access to, outrageous amounts of training calls, whether it is dealing with your profession, if you're in the sales profession, you're in training, you're in management, you're in business, marketing, internet marketing, whatever, you can find on our website very helpful tips and techniques, strategies, skill development, as well as personal development on that site that can really help you to be bulletproof in the marketplace for 2006. Now, before getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who literally grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was extremely abusive. I heard my whole life that I was stupid and I couldn't do anything right. And so when it came time to work in the marketplace, I did not think that I was ever going to succeed in anything. And I tried my best to get the best possible jobs, and the best job I ever had was working for JCPenney's. And I heard about the industry, and it took me a couple months to get the courage to sign up. And once I did, I failed the first 6 months miserably. I went $25,000 in debt living off of my credit cards. Went to a training seminar that I could not afford, and the timing just was not right for me. I wanted to wait and maybe grab somebody else's notes and try to make some money first before I could go to the seminar. But the guy that told me about it, he said I would fail if I did not go. And failing wasn't an option for me. I had too many failures in my life. I'd felt like a failure, and I certainly didn't want a business failure to prove to me what I had believed about myself. And so after that first training seminar, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, brought in 25 people into my business for the very first time, and went on to make just under $51,000 in just a few short months following that. Went and got married, and the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. My business had been totally stolen from me by several people that had taught me how to do that business. And I wound up just destitute, broke. I had lost everything. I went from the number one international producer inside that organization to a complete whopping failure, living on a beach, totally homeless, everything that I own in the back of my car, just devastated. I don't know if you can imagine that kind of devastation, but it is absolutely horrifying. And this was during the Christmas season. I went from, you know, all this kind of great money and excitement and recognition and to a total failure. You know, where's all the friends now? And so after several weeks of being homeless, I was homeless through the month of December, I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, utilizing the tools that I had learned the year before in those training seminars. Now, that's the most awesome thing about personal development and skill development. Once you acquire a skill, no one can take that from you. Isn't that so awesome? No matter what happens in your life, you can take that skill anywhere and use it anytime. And so I used it literally anywhere and at that time. From a payphone booth, made $2,000 in 10 hours. Next month, $6,500, still working a full-time job. Next month, I had quit my job, made $10,000 in my new business that I was in, and by the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of the second year, made my first million. I've gone on to make seven figures many times over. I've been raising my five children with my husband, Hans. We've been business partners for 15 years coming up in May. And so we really have been blessed. God opened up a door for us as he's opened up a door for you to be able to change your life financially as well as in every other area of your life. Now, the real question is do you realize it, that you've been given a chance, and are you going to walk through it and move into a different financial position? Or are we going to end 2006 the way we ended 2005? That question, you are the only one that can answer that. And so I know that many of you, you're brand new right now. You're here for the very first time. And somebody invited you on this call. Maybe you're not even involved in any kind of a business. Maybe you're a friend of a person who is in business. Maybe you're somebody that's been plugging in on a weekly basis, and you are in a traditional job. That's okay. Tonight, I want to talk to all the brand new fresh people that you have either have just joined some kind of a business venture, or you are looking to get started in some kind of a business. And for those of you that you've been around for a long time, pay very close attention tonight, because these are words that you're going to want to use to be able to help stimulate and activate a brand new person who's really on the fence, somebody that just hasn't quite made that decision as to whether or not they're going to embark on a new business adventure yet. And so you're going to want to take some very good notes tonight. And so get a piece of paper and a pen right now. I'm going to be firing away a lot of information at you in the next 50 minutes. Now, again, let me give you the website so that you can go and listen to this recording again and again, because repetition is the mother of skill. And some of you may want to be able to send other people to that this message that I'm going to give you tonight, to some people that you'll be meeting tomorrow or next week or next month. Isn't that awesome that you will be able to do that? In fact, some of you will be utilizing this exact call 1 year from now for people that are looking at a business opportunity. And so again, that website, write this down, is www.danijohnson.com. And once you register as a member, you can get into the conference call vault and just look for today's date, which is February 6th of 2006, and that's how you'll be able to find this call, as well as a number of other calls. I mean, a ridiculous amount of calls that are on there, from prospecting, advancing your skill in the area of communication with people, being able to bring people to a decision, keep that decision, move forward, and go to work. There's so many. I mean, time management, debt reduction, you name it, you're going to find it on that website, and you can do that by becoming a member at DannyJohnson.com. Okay, so you got that piece of paper and pen handy? I've got a couple of topics that I want to give to you tonight. And again, I know where some of you are at right now. Some of you have tried and failed a number of different things. Many of you for the last 30 years have tried to make the home-based business work for you, and you have failed. Some of you have had a little bit of success, marginal success. Some of you had great success and lost it all. Maybe you're in that position right now where you know that you need to do something, and maybe that your God is kind of, you know, led you to this place of you have to figure out something to do. You know the insecurity of the corporate world today. You don't want to depend on somebody else for the rest of your life to provide for you financially. Maybe you're in that place where something just has to change. Where you're just tired of letting the checkbook rule your brain or rule the decision-making process for your children. You know, I know some of you you told your child, you know, work hard, study hard, get good grades so that you can go to college and get a really good education. And some of your children have done this, and it's coming, you know, here in the next couple of years where, you know, they may want to go to Stanford. They may want to go to Cambridge. They may want to go to UCLA. They may want to go to Harvard. And you're not in a position to be able to cut the check for the tuition. And they might be able to get a few scholarships, but they're not going to be able to afford the whole thing. And I know that you want more than anything to be able to provide for your children the best that you can. And so the question that I have for you right now is, if money was no object, what would your life look like? Now, this call isn't going to be all about money. Fortunately, we have made a tremendous amount of money, and I've lived in times where they were very lean with no money. Now, it does take a rocket science to figure out which one is funner, which one is better. But, you know, money is not the answer to everything, but it certainly makes life a bit easier, and it certainly opens the door of opportunity in a lot of different ways. And so, you know, it could be that your son's turning 16 and in a year, and you have no idea how you're going to be able to afford the car that you've been promising him if he had the good grades and he was responsible and da 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 da. And so what people usually wind up doing is they wind up going into debt, which is very unfortunate. It's a horrible poverty mindset to be in debt, to go into debt, to finance things for the future. It's just an absolute poverty mindset. And so I know that you are probably in debt up to your ears, and you know that you don't want to go in that direction again. So I'm going to ask you this question one more time. If money was no object, what would your life look like? Would you live in a different house? Would you drive a different car? Would you have a different insurance plan? If money was no object, what would your retirement look like? If money was no object, would you dress different? Would you have different types of friends? Would you eat out more? If money was no object, would you be able to eat healthier, like maybe buying organic fruits, vegetables, and dairy products and meats? It's like three times the cost to go organic than it is to buy regular terrible food. If money was no object, what would vacations look like? Or, like, would you actually take one? If money was no object, really, what would your life look like? These are questions you have to ask yourself, because it's incredible how much money actually does control our lives and the quality in which we live our lives. If money was no object, what kind of medical care would you be able to provide for your family? These are things you better think about. If money was no object, I know you wouldn't be in debt. And so these are questions that you got to ask yourself, because how much longer do you want to live your life really letting the almighty bill determine how you live, and letting almighty boss determine how you live? Because whether you know it or not, your job, the amount of money that you make, totally determines the quality of your life. The current income that you're making, somebody else has assigned and said that that is the value in which you are determining in that particular company. And so are you coming to that place where you're saying, you know what, it's just not enough? Either that, or if money was no object, really, what would you be doing with your life? What kind of purpose would you be living? What would you be doing with charities? What would you be doing with organizations that you wanted to help, whether it's the homeless, whether it's AIDS children, whether it's pregnancy centers, whether it's cures for the various different diseases that are out there, whether it's bringing awareness for abstinence for teenagers? I don't know. What would you do with your life if money were no object? What would you do with it? What kind of impact would you have? What would you want to do with it? These are things you must ask yourself. Now, to be honest with you, when I first got started in the industry 17 and a half years ago, starting a business for myself, shoot, man, I didn't care about any of that stuff. All I cared about was making some money. That was it. I wanted to not be desperate financially anymore. And so I didn't have the confidence to think that I could actually make an impact doing anything special. So if you're brand new and you're either looking into a business, or you've just gotten started into a business, and you're really at that place where, you know, you kind of feel squeezed. You kind of feel like, dang, I've got to do something, but I don't know if I want to do this. And if I don't want to do this, then what can I do? And you're probably looking at all your options, like, okay, well, you obviously don't have $50,000 to just blow on some franchise that may or may not work. You probably don't have an extra couple hundred grand hanging around that you can invest in a real estate that may or may not work. You probably don't have a couple extra $100,000 or even $5,000 or $10,000, you know, that you could blow or lose in the stock market. I mean, we're in times that are, you know, that are unstable. There's no question. So the only thing, you're looking at this option going, gosh, this seems like the only option I have, but I just don't know if they work. I don't know if it's going to work for me. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I have what it takes. I don't know if the people I'm working with have what it takes. I know what you're going through. But here's what I do know, that if you have been asking for a way to get out of the financial situation that you're in, if you've been asking for a way to improve any part of your life, then I know that you're facing an answer right now, and it is only fear that is keeping you from taking that step. It is only fear of past failures. It's only fear of making a mistake for the future. It could be fear of rejection by your fellow peers. It could be a number of those different types of fears. So the thing I have to ask you is this, is how long are you going to allow fear to stop you from becoming all that you know you can be? How long are you going to let fear rule in your life? How long are you going to allow that dirty four-letter F word stop you from living the way that you know that you deserve, or that you feel like you deserve to, or that you feel like your kids deserve to have? Maybe you're in a neighborhood that you don't like. I don't know. All I do know is this, that a man without a vision will perish, and that dirty little F word called fear is going to perish you, I promise. So it's between financial security and fear. Which one are you going to choose? So there's two types of people that are listening to me right now. It's either you're that first type person where you're teachable, you're hungry, you're eager, you're ready, and you're saying, you know what, I've got to do something. I've got to make this work. And you've made up your mind, and you're committed, and you've made the decision, I'm going to make this no matter what it takes. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to work diligently as though God is my boss, which he is, by the way. You're going to work diligently. You're going to be teachable. You're going to learn what you can learn. You're going to work hard. And that is, if that's you, congratulations and welcome aboard. Because you're that person that a year from now will be saying to others, if money was no object, what would your life look like? I don't recognize my life a year today. Right now, I don't recognize my life a year from the time that I heard this call. Now, so if you are that teachable person, you're going to take notes diligently. In fact, you've already gone over to that website. You've already registered as a free member. In fact, you probably have already registered for First Steps to Success. It's coming up February 18th and 19th in Atlanta, Georgia, which is a two-day intensive foundational seminar that is going to help to build your business from the ground up so that you eliminate failures, so that you eliminate mistakes, so that you eliminate losing money, so that you put yourself in the profit. If you're teachable, you're already registered for First Steps to Success. You're not on any fence. If you're teachable, you're participating with some advertising campaigns that maybe some of the people that you're working with have told you about. If you're teachable, then you're that person that has already gotten those products. You are using those products. You're just diligently following directions. And that's the kind of person that is going to have a different life a year from now. That teachable person that is not listening to, that person that's listening to me right now and saying, okay, show me. Tell me. I'll do it. I'll do whatever it takes. I'm desperate for change. I'm desperate to get out of the rut that I'm in. I'm desperate to not wind up the same way a year from now. Congratulations and welcome aboard. Welcome aboard working with a bunch of like-minded entrepreneurs who are working towards impacting our nation and nations abroad, of restoring the entrepreneurial spirit, getting out of debt, not living with the greed noose around our necks, but not only impacting our families and our communities, but impacting charitable organizations that are worthy of millions of dollars to be sown into them to really help those that are lost, that are hungry, that are cold. There's that other type person who is unteachable. And that's a person that is like, you know what is this all about? Who are you? You know, is this some kind of a cult? Is that one of those pyramid things? You know, who do you think you are talking like that? You know, I've done those things before. I've tried those things. Those things never work. They don't work for anybody. You know, you never get to meet those people that actually make any money. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm above that kind of thing. I have a real job. Or, you know, I've been to seminars before. I don't need to go to one. In fact, I can do my own. I don't need to buy CDs to learn how to do this business. I can do it all by myself. I know I can figure this thing out. The unfortunate thing is those are the people that are gone in 30 days. Unfortunately, those are the people that think that they are smarter. And unfortunately, that is a retarded way of thinking. If you think you're smarter, there's only one next step, and that's a big mistake. And that turns into a failure. That unteachable person is someone who says, nah, I'll wait till next month to go to the seminar. I'm going to watch you succeed first, then I'll decide whether or not I'll go. You know what? You can't be that way. Being unteachable is only going to make you unprofitable. Being unteachable is only going to make you unprofitable. If you want to be profitable, my friend, then you must get teachable. And you must follow directions. You must get started now and step up and make things happen. The first thing that you need to do if you're getting yourself started is you need to make a commitment to the person that brought you into whatever business it is that you're looking at or you've already embarked on. And you say, you know what? I'm ready to go to work. I'm scared, but I'm ready to go to work. I don't know what to do, but I'm ready to be teachable. I'm ready to do whatever it is that you tell me to do. That's the one of the first things that you need to do right away. Maybe that call needs to happen after this call. Write that down. Call my upline and say, I'm ready. Let's go to work. I'm going to commit 5 to 10 hours, or I'm going to commit 10 to 20 hours. Whatever, however many hours it is that you say that you're going to work, that's what you need to make that commitment, and you need to carve that commitment out of your schedule. Success does not happen by accident. It happens by design. And you cannot freely work your business by accident. You've got to carve in the hours that you're going to work. If it's 5 hours a week, that's an hour a day. What hour are you committed for that full solid 60 minutes without interruptions, with the kids tugging on your shirt and you know, Joey took my toy, and, you know, or, you know, you get on a chat room with your friends, or you're checking email. That is not working your business. Working your business is getting on the phone and making calls. That is getting the job done. So you make that phone call to your sponsor and you say, you know what, I'm in, I'm ready to go to work. Let's make this happen. I got to get over it. I'm ready to do it. I'm over my excuses. I'm ready to go to work. Okay. So the first thing on your agenda as far as what you need to make happen your very first week is for you to create a story. You need to create your own personal story, and that has to happen your first week for your business. You got to make something happen that very first week, and you're going to do that with the help of somebody that got you started. If you don't have the help of someone that got you started, that's totally fine. Depend on my website. My website has plenty of calls designed to get your feet off the ground right away and running. If you look 1 year ago in the archived calls, go there right now if you want to. If you look at the calls from January 13th through February, the end of February, those are the five steps that we reveal that your business is, or five simple steps. One is the initial contact. We teach for a whole hour on making the initial contact. Two, the follow-up and close. Two, the business presentation. Three, the follow-up and close, meaning helping the person make a decision. Four, your on-the-job training that you'll do with that person that you close. And number five is leadership development. Those are 5 hours of calls that are on that website that will strategically help you to get your business running and off the ground. There's a number of other calls in the archives that'll help you as a brand new person. And that's if you don't have anyone available. Even if you do, you should go listen to those calls. Anyway, so now, the first thing that they should be telling you to do is that you need to make a list of resources. Make a list of 200 resources that you have, people that you've come in contact with your entire life. The social scientists say that we know 2,000 people. I don't care if you live in a tiny little town. We've all come in contact with 2,000 people. That's the average person. So make a long list of every person you've ever been in contact with, business associates, other people that, coworkers that you've had, people that you go to the same church with, other community functions that you're a part of, the grocery store, the post office, just people that you know out and about, at the school principal. Now make this long list of resources. This is the biggest asset that you have ready and available to you. Now some of you are like, well, you know, I don't know. I've been in so many programs before. I don't want to call those people. I don't care if you want to call those people. Are you teachable or are you unteachable? Now, I know right now some of you are ready to hang up on me. I'm telling you something. If you're coming into a brand new business saying what you're not willing to do, then I'm telling you right now what you're really saying is what you're not willing to make. Now, I'm not telling you you're going to be calling all these people and trying to sign them up. If anything, you're going to be networking with people, looking for referrals of people that need your product or service or other communities that they can perhaps lead you into. Most of these people are just going to be used for practice, and that's it. All you're going to ask them is, can I practice on you? I need to get experience. I need to get good at what I'm doing. Now, there's a number of resources on our website to be able to help you in the area of prospecting, how to be able to talk to some of those resources to where you're not feeling goofy, you're not feeling a wall of tension, you're not feeling like a salesperson, you're not feeling like you're trying to be pushy, none of that stuff. Just very simple, clear, easy approach that we will be teaching at First Steps to Success in Atlanta, Georgia. You'll be fully equipped on how to be able to prospect without any hindrances, without any fear, without any worries, to where you are literally not provoking objections from your prospect, to where you are actually saying the right words with the right kind of tonality and body language, and you're being fully skilled on being unstoppable with that list of resources. And so, or go to the website and go to DannyJohnson.com/product. Okay, /product. There you're going to find two things that will be helpful for you. One is the CDs that were recorded in North Carolina. Okay, this is a 10-CD set, very foundational. Every person that is starting in any business needs these foundational CDs. We're talking from the ground up. Communication that is going to change your closing ratios ridiculously, as well as the script book and CD set. That is actually the words in what you're going to say. You're just going to read the words right out of that script book. These words have been designed to not provoke objections from your prospect. It will help you in with a list of resources, with people that you don't know, people that you meet, and people that you do know, how to be able to turn those, bring those people to look at your website, to listen to a conference call, into your home, however it's way that you're doing it. This is designed to be able to help that happen for you. So you need to make that list a resource. Now, I know it's kind of scary, but you just need to listen to me and you need to understand. You need to walk by faith and not by sight, and just by faith make that list. We don't know what's going to come of that list. If anything, we're going to practice and not have any expectations of anything coming out of it at all, okay? So the next thing is you want to make sure that you started yourself with some kind of, if you're in a product-oriented company, that you get yourself a small amount of inventory. For those of you that are service, that is totally not applicable to you. But you all, if you are in that, you obviously have a website that you need to have that I'm sure your company provides for a small fee. So you want to make sure that you start in at your company at the highest level that you possibly can so that you can move into the highest amount of profit as possible. Do not start your business handicapped by starting at the bottom. You'll have no conviction while you're talking to anybody else for them to start at the top if you start at the bottom. So do whatever it takes to get yourself in, to move it at the top as possible for you to start at. And for some of you, that's $11,000. For some of you, it's $299. Depending, and obviously, if someone starts at $11,000, the commission is obviously much bigger than the one who starts at $299. And so you figure out which way that you want to start. But I always recommend and have always recommended that you start at as high as you possibly can. No excuse. You know, whatever they offer to be the top position, start in that top position. Now, there are some scams out there that try to get you to start with $100,000 in a home-based business. I don't recommend doing that. But, you know, there's a lot of legitimate opportunities out there where you can start for $11,000 or less in a legitimate business program. Okay, so you want to make sure and start where you want other people to start that you're going to be talking to, okay? And in that very first week, you want to all-out massive action, put a whole lot of people in front of the person who brought you in or whoever your training manager is going to be. And if you don't have one, that's totally fine. Step up and pretend like you're the one. If you don't like the person, I don't care. Work with them anywhere. Third party is a great way to bring people in. So your job starting this week is this. You get your order in. You get your also start max out your auto ships. If you've got those, max out those auto ships or their standing orders or automatic insured plan, whatever it is that they call it. Start off there. Okay, you've got your list, all right? And you want to begin working with the person who brought you in or with your training manager, whoever that person's going to be. Now, when you're going to be working with these people, it's very important that you do a couple of things. Number one, you pay very close attention and you watch what they do because you're going to be doing what they are doing. Number two, you never interrupt that person. Whatever you do, don't ever interrupt that expert. They are being your expert. They're there to help you. They're there to equip you and train you. So whatever you do, do not interrupt them. Don't say, hey, you forgot to tell my friend about that part about the compensation structure where they give you this extra bonus. Do not ever do that. You don't want to blow the credibility of the person that you're working with. Which brings me to the next step, number three of working with that person, is you need to build credibility to whoever it is that you're working with. You want to build credibility to them because the prospect doesn't know anything about them. And so you want to say things like, hey, you know what, the person I'm going to introduce you to, his name is Mark, and Mark has truly done an amazing job in the company. He's got quite an extensive reputation. He's been in lots of publications. He's been internationally recognized. It really is a distinct privilege for me to be able to work with someone like him. And so I want you to really make sure that you pay very close attention to what he says, and he'll be able to answer any questions that you have, and it's not that often that we get to meet somebody that's had this kind of recognition and this kind of success, so please pay very close attention to Mark. Okay, so let's say that I'm going to three-way in somebody into a recorded message. I'm going to edify that recorded message, whoever it is that gave the recorded message, I'm going to do the edification for that as well. It increases the importance and increases the retention of the person that is listening. And so they're not sitting there thinking, who is this? Oh, what's this all about? No. When I say, if I'm going to bring you, let's say, to a recorded message, I'm going to say, you know what, Sally, I'm going to bring you to some information on how the information that you requested on how you're going to be able to get out of debt like you said that you wanted to. The woman that is doing this call, her name is Susan Jones, and Susan has really earned quite a reputation. People from all over the world actually utilize this information that she is giving, and you know, she has earned her reputation. She has done a phenomenal job. She's quite a savvy businesswoman, and it's not that often that we get to come in contact with somebody who has accomplished the things that Susan has accomplished. So please make sure you pay very close attention, take very good notes, and I'll take you to that call right now. Same if I was promoting a website. I would edify the website. I would edify some of the testimonials on that website. This is a very strategic thing that will help you to very easily bring people into your business. And it does a couple of things. It's telling your prospect one of two things. One, that we encourage and edify one another. That's really good morale, and people want to be a part of an organization that does that. Number two, it says, man, I want people to talk about me like that. And there's a lot of people that their egos would just want to be talked about like that, and that appeals to that person as well. Number three, it solves the question in their mind is, who is this and what's this all about? We took care of that immediately. And number four, it establishes importance to the thing I am directing them to. So it's really good to be able to do that. So you want to do that. Now, you're not edifying the person you're working with for their ego. You are edifying the person for your paycheck. So don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. Don't be stupid with this ego trip. It weigh your ego with your bank account, my friend, because it'll make you a tremendous amount of money as long as you use the strategic plan of edifying the person in which you are working with, okay? So if you want to be really smart and you want to be, if you really want to get ahead and create a great first week story, then what you want to do is put as many people as you possibly can. If you're working 5 hours, and you should be able to put at least 10 people in front of your sponsor this week. If you're working 10 hours, you should at least be able to put 20 people in front of them this week. And really, it's just pound it out with the intention of getting a hold of people, putting them either on a three-way call or live in a presentation, maybe in your house or their house or whatever. Or in a live meeting situation that you may already have scheduled, your organization already has live meetings in a local area for you. So that's another thing that you want to do. Okay, next is the goal for the week is creating your story, and that is by making money. You're going to do that by putting people in front of the person who got you started. And again, don't interrupt them. Let them take care of it. You take lots of notes. Be respectful and watch what they're doing. Now, here's another thing that's going to help you tremendously. And I know most of the people that the person that probably invited you to listen right now has already told you to do this. And the fact that you're listening right now means that you have already done it. And that is, you want to stay glued to DannyJohnson.com. You want to be absolutely a part of that website. Make it a part of your life. Listen to one archived call every single day. If you're a member, you have access to all of those calls. So listen to those calls and listen to them strategically. Obviously, prospecting is an area that you're going to want to work on immediately, and maybe it's closing. There's a tremendous amount of calls in that website that are free to you to listen to as many times as you want to. Once you're a member, you can listen to those as many times as you want to. You can listen to a couple times a day. You can listen to them, one call every single day. You can listen to all 30 calls in 30 days. It doesn't matter. That's totally up to you. And so make sure that you're learning and working at the same time. That absolutely will exponentially increase your skills. I can't stress to you enough how important it is to be listening as you're driving, listening while you're taking a shower, listening while you're doing dishes. Just be listening, during that dead time, rather than watching some stupid TV show that is not going to benefit you financially, that's not going to benefit your future, that's only mindless entertainment. You must be listening to things that are helping to improve your skill. Isn't it so awesome that you are not having to say to go to college or pay a college tuition to be able to learn the business in which you've just embarked on? Isn't that great? Because it would take you 4 years to be able to learn how to do it in the midst if you were going to school every day full time holding down 12 units. And not only that, but the thousands of dollars that you have to invest to be able to do that. Here's what's awesome is that you have access to, I mean, with minimal investment, minimal compared to a college education, and a college education that may never make you a six-figure income. But isn't it awesome that you have right there in the comfort of your own home a website that you can listen to stuff? Either that or you can, on that website, in that product section, again, go to DannyJohnson.com/product. In that section where the product is, you got North Carolina CDs, you got the script book. I mean, that's beginning foundational stuff to really improve your skills while you're working your business, as well as insider secrets or expose, involve, and upgrade, as well as the home presentation success system. I mean, these are all things that have been designed to fully equip you for your business. And here's what's awesome about it is that it's right there in the comfort of your own home. So take advantage of that kind of thing that can help you get your business off the ground and help to save time off of mistakes, as well as like a two-day intensive training seminar and the three-day intensive training seminar called Creating a Dynasty that's going to be in May in Los Angeles. You have to be a First Steps graduate in order to go to Dynasty. I mean, between all those things that are offered on that website, I mean, you're looking at pennies to the dollar compared to a college education, and the hope and the promise is a six-figure income. We're not teaching you how to make five figures. We're teaching you how to make six figures strategically, okay? Now, also in that first week, another great way to make income really quick is by moving product. Now, if you're having, let's say, someone that's teaching you to build your business right there in your home and you're in a business model where you're doing home meetings, man, move product like crazy. It's a quick way to make quick dollars. If you've just received your let's say that your package, or let's say that tonight you're ordering, you know, that top package, it's in the mail, it's on the way to your house, and you know that you've got product in that package to be able to move, start pre-marketing it. Start getting pre-commitments from people to market it and use the test market script that's in the script book, where you simply are going to make a phone call and say, hey, listen, you know what? I have we've been looking for a way to get out of debt. I believe we may have found something, but before we get ourselves too fully committed, we're just doing a little bit of a test market here in a local area. I'm wondering if you could test something out for me. You know, can you help me out and test it out? Tell me everything that you think about it. They're going to say, sure. I mean, that's totally non-abrasive. It's non-offensive. It's non-threatening. And anyone can say that, and you say, okay, listen, it should be here on Wednesday, so Thursday, can I drop something by and have you test this out? Now, certainly you charge them the full retail amount for that product. Let's say your product's $39.95. You charge them the full amount for that particular product. Why? Then it's not a real test market if you're not going to charge them for that. And so they don't know the value of it if they don't pay for it, and how can it be a true test unless that is the case? And so you are sincerely looking for a test. You say, hey, listen, I'm going to test this thing out for 30 days. You know, I'm going to get as much of these out there as I possibly can and see how people feel about it. I don't believe everything I read on a website, and so I want to just see, you know, if what all of these people feel the same way about what I've read on this website. And so it's a due diligence thing, and it's awesome, and it works very, very well. And again, you'll know, you'll either be fully solidified that, hey, man, am I in the right business? People are loving this stuff, or they're loving this service, or whatever. And you have to make sure that you get a lot of people through that test market. You can't test it on two people to determine that. You've got to test it on 100 people to determine that. IBM does test markets. They don't do a test market on 10. They do it on hundreds, if not thousands. When any company does a test market, any famous or non-famous successful corporation does any test on anything, they don't do it through one or two people. They do it through hundreds and hundreds of people. So I would test it for a year. Test out what you're doing for a year and see how it works. See how it's benefiting you. See how it's benefiting others before, you know, you make some immature decision to quit. Don't do that. That's a lack of maturity, bottom line. And so that's what you're going to do. Now, let me help you with a couple key things that you can do to be able to market product quickly. There's a couple little key phrases that you want to wrap your mind around. One of them is a phrase called, I don't know, all I know is. Now, this is a very important phrase that you're going to use. And in the North Carolina CDs, we spend quite a bit of time really equipping you on how to do it and all the facets of it and why this works. But let me just give you this quick tip. The quick tip is this. That when you're calling these people to just do this test market, and let's say they say, well, you know what, you know, let's say you get that product at their door, and they're like, well, what's this all about? And you say, you know what, I really don't know. All I know is that I had read this information that said that some people got started on this stuff and that they had lost 25 pounds in 2 months, you know, just taking this. and for any reason that you're not totally satisfied, you're going to get your money back. It is truly only a test. Okay, and they say, well, you know, what about this legal service? You know, I'm not really sure about how that works. You know what? I don't know. All I know is that there's like thousands of people every day that are taken advantage of with identity theft. And, you know, for any reason that you are not satisfied with the service, I mean, the service is extremely inexpensive. Of course, you can cancel it at any time. Okay, great. Problem solved. Okay, so this is what you're going to say to any question. Let's say that you're using and most of the companies out there have 100% money back guarantee. If they fully believe in their product or their service, they really back it up 100%. And obviously that is some of them, there's different reasons why they can't, but in most cases there's 100% money back guarantee. So your answer to any question is, I don't know, all I know is, and then you tell a story. This is how you're going to get it off the ground right away. Now let me prove something to you. Write this down, very important. Facts tell, stories sell. Again, facts tell, stories sell. The proof is, look at the advertisers on the television. They've got 30 seconds to sell you on a Big Mac. They're certainly not going to tell you the facts about a Big Mac. They're not going to tell you about the fat grams. They're not going to tell you about the sodium content. They're not going to tell you like what that so-called meat comes from. No, they're not going to tell you all the facts in which how they produce, or shall I say manufacture, the food in which you are going to ingest once you go there and get one. They're not telling you that. They don't tell you the facts. They create a story. And so they're telling you a story about it being fast and convenient and fun and it's going to taste good and that you're loving it. That's what they're telling is a story. And so facts tell, stories sell. And so very, very important for you to fully take advantage of utilizing that strategy. I could go on for hours to prove this to you, but we don't have the hours, unfortunately. So whenever somebody asks you a question where you're trying to test market your product, you're going to use that same phrase to handle any objection at all. You know, well, you know, how many people are successful at this? You know, I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. All I do know is that I met this woman who is making $2,000 a month and she's only working 10 hours a week. And I can only hope that that would happen for us. I'm really not sure. All I know is for any reason that you're not completely satisfied, they're going to give you your money back. Okay? So again, the phrase is, I don't know. All I know is, and give them a testimony. So there's plenty of testimonies on most of your websites or even testimonies in the presentations that you're in. Anytime you're in a live presentation, write down the testimonials that you are hearing. Memorize the testimonials that you've seen on a website and utilize those testimonials. Let's say that you're brand new. You've heard about Atlanta and you heard about First Steps to Success and you've heard from the people that you're working with that the key to your success for the month of February is getting brand new people to go to Atlanta with you. Let's say that that's what you've heard, and you're eagerly trying to get people to go. I'm going to tell you this is the quickest, most efficient way to make that happen. You need to tell them, listen, there's something going on in Atlanta. You have to come. It's not an option for you not to go. If you want your business to grow, if you want your life to change, or if you want your marriage to improve, if you want your body to improve, if you want your business to improve, you want to get raises on your job, you've got to go. And if they say, well, you know, how much is it? And they say, you tell them, it's $297. That's all it is. Oh, my gosh, I can't afford that. You know what? I don't know about that. All I know is that there was a woman who heard about that training seminar that was severely in debt, and it was 36 hours notice, and she was in Washington, D.C., and the seminar was in Honolulu, Hawaii, and at 36 hours notice, her brother told her, you have to go. I'm not taking no for an answer. You've got to be there. This is so important for you to go. She goes, I can't afford it. And he says, you can't afford not to. Well, after he told her several stories, she winds up booking a plane ticket for her and her boyfriend. They borrow the money. They go. They fly in 36 hours notice all the way from D.C. to Hawaii. That's 10 hours on an airplane alone. They get there. She comes out of that first training seminar. First of all, she used to be a cocaine addict. She's totally been healed, set free, and delivered from being addicted to cocaine. Hasn't touched it since. That was exactly 14 years ago. Came out, she made $2,000 her first week out of what she learned in that seminar. Her first month, she made $5,000. Her 6 months, she made $14,000. She has consistently earned six figures in numerous businesses, traditional and non-traditional. Her husband went from $35,000 a year as an engineer to learning the skills through First Steps and creating a dynasty to make himself more valuable as an engineer on his job, and was promoted all the way up to executive level, making $250,000 a year. So all I know is you can't afford not to go. Your financial future depends on it. Well, you know, we're so far in debt, I just don't know how I can make it. You know what? I don't know. All I know is I heard about a woman who was 75 years old who came out of First Steps to Success and in 8 months paid off $150,000 worth of debt. All I know is there was a young woman who was about to get a divorce, who wound up going to First Steps to Success and paying off $12,000 worth of debt in 4 months and making $16,000 worth of profit in her business in 4 months. So all I know is if you can't afford to go, you can't afford not to go. So it's I don't know. All I know is, and tell them stories. We just sent out to you a video through your email that gave you more testimonials. I mean, testimonials are everything. Facts tell, stories sell. And so utilize those testimonials to build your business, whether you're trying to get people into your business and they're saying, you know what, I know this sounds like one of those pyramid things. You know what, I totally understand where you're coming from. And I really don't know about that. All I know is that this woman that was $35,000 in debt, $2.03 to her name, got started from the trunk of her car in a payphone booth and made $250,000 from these tips and techniques that were taught at First Steps to Success in a home-based business. So are you ready to get out of debt or not? So again, fire away testimonials, because they absolutely, clearly, 100%, emphatically work. All advertising uses testimonials. You need to step up to the plate, get teachable, and use testimonials. So again, the answer to those questions are, I don't know. All I know is, and tell them stories. I could tell you stories for hours and hours and hours of people. That's all they did all day long, was tell testimonials and got people to the training seminars, got people into the business, got people to buy the products. In fact, on the North Carolina CDs, there's the most hilarious story. You will almost, like, lose it with a gut ache of laughing so hard, of a testimony of a young man who was a full-on pothead, who made $150 in a grocery store while stoned out of his mind just using this simple technique. I don't know. All I know is getting the North Carolina CDs are worth just hearing that story alone, for sure. Okay, so you want to use your products. You want to talk to people. You want to put people in front of your upline, and you want to say, I don't know. All I know is story. You want to pay attention to the people that you're working with, and you want to get yourself and other people the First Steps as soon as you possibly can. Now, let me just wrap this up with this. Many of you, and you might be in that situation right now where you are between serious and nervous, and I totally understand where you're at. You might be in that spot where you are just like scared to death. Take that leap of faith, and I understand. And guess what? Maybe tonight you're going to take that leap of faith. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to start to get exhilarated, and you're going to start to dream again. You're going to start to think of some goals. You're going to start to think, man, what if it is possible? Because if that broke cocktail waitress can make it, well, why can't I? And if she's willing to teach how she made it and I'm willing to learn, then this seems like a perfect match made in heaven. And that very well could be, especially if you're willing to apply the things that you're going to learn in 2 weeks. But listen to me. Let's say that you're going to get started and you're going to start making things happen. You're making your list of resources. You're going to start making some calls. And you start making those phone calls, and you start to begin to put things into place. And all of a sudden, you've got a presentation that you're going to, and you've got five people that were committed that said, yes, we'll be there. We'll do anything for you. And they said that they're going to arrive. Well, there you are. You're in this presentation, and oh, my gosh, there it is. It's 7 o'clock, and none of them have shown up yet. So your excitement level right now is like at a 10, right? But no one has showed up, so now you're kind of dropping down to an 8. So you're kind of wondering, oh, gosh, I wonder if, you know, maybe they all tried coming together, maybe they had a flat tire, maybe somebody died, I don't know. So you end up sitting through the presentation, and nobody shows. So you wind up leaving that presentation just feeling like a 0. You went from a 10 excitement level all the way down to a 0. You're like, oh, man. You're there home with your wife laying in bed going, gosh, Susie, I don't know, man, maybe I made a big mistake. Maybe I jumped into this thing too quickly. Maybe I really should have thought things through. What in the world was I thinking that this could actually work for us? I mean, gosh, what an idiot. I can't even believe I jumped into one of those things again. I'm so sorry. You got to remind me never to do these kind of things again. And Sally says, I don't know what you're talking about. There were some messages on the machine. Go check the messages. So you go and you check your messages. And sure enough, there were the five people you invited. And they said, we are so sorry. Yes, two of them said that they're on the way, that they had a flat tire. The other three that were coming together, there was a big traffic jam. and they were going to get there a half an hour late, and they felt like they wanted to see the whole entire thing, and so they decided they wanted to reschedule. So now your excitement level is back up to a 10 again. You're like, yes! Oh, Sally, I just knew it's going to work, man. I just know it's going to be awesome, and I can't even believe I was even doubting myself. I mean, we're going to make it. We're going to get out of debt, and honey, I promise you, I'm going to buy you that dream house, and I promise you that we're going to go on those vacations, and everything's going to be awesome. Next day, you're on the phone and you're working with some prospects, and you've got a few negative people, man, that just started to get to you. Like, you know, this sounds like one of those pyramid deals, or you know, I've been in those things before, and those things don't ever work, you know, or I've got a real job. Those things really aren't for me. You know, you wind up with a few negative people, and your excitement, you're like, you know what, I'm not going to get it down. I heard that call today from Danny Johnson, and I'm just going to keep my excitement level up. I'm not even going to worry about it. So, you know, you drop it maybe down to a 9.5. You know, and so then, you call some more prospects, you book some more people, bam, you're back over a 10, you're just feeling great. Okay, and then you wind up having some guests there, and they all want to think about it, or they all want to talk to their spouse. You don't quite get to a decision. They say, you know, call me in 2 weeks, they don't want to think about it. Oh, man, you're still excited, but you're a little bit frustrated, and your excitement, that level goes down to about a 5. If you're smart, you got online the next day, you listen to another call, I popped your sucker back up to a 10, there you are again. But then you have another discouraging thing, you drop down to a 0. This is called the roller coaster of life. And it happens for everybody that's just getting started in business. And what I'm going to tell you is get off the roller coaster of life. Don't freak. Don't fret. Because when you freak out and you fret, it only leads to destruction. You've got to be mature. You've got to be wise and know that everybody goes through trials. And whenever you're learning a new skill, anytime you're learning something new, it is scary. It's uncomfortable. It is even humiliating and embarrassing sometimes. But it's worth it. It's worth it. And if you're not having people showing up and you're not able to close anybody and you're not able to handle objections, I promise you it's one of three things. One, your belief just isn't quite convincing enough yet, which we can help you in Atlanta with that. Two, you're lacking the skill. You're using, you're saying words or a tone that is provoking objections from people. We can help you with that in Atlanta as well. Or three, you're lacking the updated, current, cutting-edge strategy that's going to be able to make this the business that you're in so appealing that people are stupid if they don't get into it. So those are just three simple things that you're missing. And if you remember your first day on your first job, you were missing belief, skill, and strategy. At the end of the month, you had those three things, and you were on autopilot. I promise you, get off the roller coaster. Don't freak. Don't fret. Don't worry. We've all been through it. All those that have gone on and earned 6 and 7 figures have all gone through those days. Those days of crying, those days of worrying, those days of doubt. We've all gone through them. And I promise you this, those days will become much shorter and those moments will become much shorter. As you start getting more belief, more skill, and more strategy, you'll be blown away on how rock solid you'll be in that opportunity, and you'll be helping other people get off the roller coaster of life and on their way to an adventure of succeeding in their business. So those are a few tips that I wanted to talk to you. If you're brand new, I promise you this. I know that if you take those steps to believing in what you're doing and in yourself, you commit to wholeheartedly working with the people that brought you in, you start taking advantage of that list of resources, using those products, moving those products, putting lots of people through those presentations, you make the commitment to invest into your skill, so that you can get better at this, and the better you get, the easier it gets, the less people you have to talk to, and the more money you make. That you are current on strategies that make you and your opportunity so appealing that people feel stupid if they don't get started. The road that is ahead, when the beginning seems rough, but man, when you can make it through that first part, it gets easier and easier, and it gets better and better. Hey, JP, are you on the line with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Thank you, Danny. That was an awesome call.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody, just to wrap it up, we just want to remind you, Danny talked about what's coming up in Atlanta, and you don't need to hear it out of my mouth. You really need to go and listen to those testimonies. When you click on DannyJohnson.com, click on Seminars and Events schedule, and you will be able to hear from a few people that spontaneously were asked what they got out of that weekend, and just take a real good listen to what they say. And also coming up in Las Vegas, we're going to have the Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions workshop. Now, we did one of these in Dallas, Texas a few short months ago, and unfortunately, we had a room that was too small, and a lot of people, hundreds of people, wanted to go and couldn't. And you want to definitely take a look at what the people said after they came out of that workshop. Pay attention to the numbers they're talking about, how their results increase. There were people in that workshop that had been in this industry a long time, not much happened, and then all of a sudden they were sponsoring 2-3 people a week, 10-15 people a month, because of what they learned at that workshop. Imagine yourself spending a whole 12-hour day watching Danny help you and other people get fine-tuned. You get to see the body language, everything. It is, I mean, I'm still blown away at the results of that workshop. But don't take it from me. Go ahead and listen to the people on those testimonials by going to DannyJohnson.com, click on Seminars and Event Schedule, and we will see all of you in Atlanta and in Las Vegas. And have a fabulous evening, those of you on the other side of the world. Have a great rest of your day tomorrow. And we will see you next week. Take care. I'm going to unmute the lines. Everyone say God bless and goodbye.
Bye, Danny.